Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. We have an amazing guest for you today, but first, remember to check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com to get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. Now, today on the show, we have Melanie Angelis, and Melanie is the founder of The Grecian Garden, and she's a health coach. And she really loves preparing raw foods, cultured foods, especially that are so good for your digestive system because of all the probiotics, but as well as the prebiotics, which she talked a lot about in the show today, which are really, really important because most people think, you know, probiotics are obviously so important for your digestive health, but if you don't have the prebiotics, you know, the fruits, the vegetables, the roughage in your diet that those bacteria in your gut can feed on, then no matter how many probiotics you're taking as a pill, you're not gonna have that balance in your gut that you're really looking for without, you know, those prebiotic foods as well. So she talks about the importance of cultured foods in the show today, as well as juicing and cutting out gluten, which is, you know, irritant for so many people, and some other great nutrition tips in the show today. So enjoy the show, take great notes, and make it a great day. Well, Melanie, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in nutrition in the first place.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and share my story with you. I originally got into nutrition and alternative medicine when I did not want to accept any of the illnesses or diseases that the doctors were telling me that I had, and their only options were drugs and surgery. And when I was 21 years old, I was getting ready to graduate from college, and I started feeling like I was having a heart attack. So I went to the ER, and they quickly misdiagnosed me as having bursitis in the shoulder, gave me Vicodin and sleeping pills, and sent me on my way home. And I ended up coming back to the ER that very same day at midnight with even more stronger excruciating chest pains. So we knew that it was something with my heart. So they referred me to see a cardiologist, and I ended up having several other painful episodes for the next 2 years, and he said, you have mitral valve prolapse, you have to get your heart checked every year, and you're going to have all these different problems in your life. And at the time when they told me that, I also found out that I had a parasite from going out of the country. So it took a natural doctor to find the parasite, and I had been going to doctors for digestive issues for several years prior to that, but they always just kept pumping me full of antibiotics, which is making the problem even worse. Mm-hmm. So here I have these two diagnoses, and I wanted to be completely finished with them, and I knew that my body could heal itself. I was determined to seek out the nutrition answers to help my body get healthy. And that's exactly what I did. I went on a path and I used nutrition, real food, whole foods. I did a lot of detoxing, a lot of cleansing. I used homeopathics to fight the parasite and to help with emotions, to help the different organs in my body that had been damaged by the parasite. And I also began eating a diet that is based on Dr. Weston A. Price's research. So a lot of nutrient-dense foods, a lot of fermented foods, cultured vegetables, a lot of homemade stocks and homemade bone broths. And that is truly what healed my body. It actually was quite simple. There really is nothing difficult about it. It does take, you know, time and effort to prepare the food, but when you have your health, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So in 2008, I went to go get my echocardiogram that was scheduled, and the gal said, you don't have to come back here any longer because your heart is perfectly normal. So I completely healed my body of everything that was wrong with me, and I'm here today to tell you about it.
That's awesome. That's an amazing story. So how long did it take to get that change?
Well, I immediately felt better when I changed my diet. You know, I immediately felt better when I took out gluten, dairy, soy, and white sugar. I mean, my energy was great. I felt better. But to heal my heart, I would say, and to heal the lining of my intestines, it probably took 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But totally worth it, right?
Totally worth it.
So, I mean, how do you use your experience now with your clients?
Well, I use my experience. It's funny because when I first started researching nutrition, I wouldn't just research the things that were affecting me. I would research all areas in natural medicine as far as how they can heal the body. And so when people would ask me questions, I would have answers, even if it didn't relate to my story. So that's when I decided to go back to school. My husband encouraged me to go back to school and study alternative medicine. So I did. I graduated with my master's in alternative medicine in last December. Mm-hmm. And so that I could help other people that don't just have my issues. I mean, there's so many health issues out there, like arthritis and diabetes, that there is natural solutions to that I didn't go through. So, you know, what I studied in school was how to help people put into practice alternative medicine techniques to where they can help their body heal too. Mm-hmm. So I do that with my clients through nutritional consultations, and I use muscle testing to find the very best supplement or homeopathic remedy or food allergy that they have. And I help my clients by teaching classes. And I also, because I know people are busy and they don't have a lot of time to prepare food, I do healthy catering.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very cool. And I know you talked about different diseases and treating them in different ways, but, you know, what I've noticed, like what you talked about with taking out gluten and dairy and white sugar, you know, I have never seen anyone who didn't improve in some way by just cutting out those three things from their diets, because they're such common allergens now.
You're right. They are common allergens, and gluten is in almost everything. But really, I mean, gluten is in a lot of highly processed junk food. Mm-hmm. So once people take that highly processed white flour out of their diet, then it has more gluten in it than even ancient cousins of wheat. So we're getting a very high amount of gluten, and gluten is difficult to digest for anyone. Even if someone doesn't have a gluten allergy, it's still difficult for them to digest.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are some other things that you recommend for a healthy diet and recovering from some of these conditions?
I definitely recommend vegetable juicing. I think it's a great way to get more vegetables into our diet. The vegetable juice has enzymes, micronutrients that literally get into our cells, help our cells detox. Because most of us, if we've been eating the standard American diet, we will go through a detoxification period. And then once we go through that detoxification period, if we keep juicing, those live enzymes and those nutrients just end up feeding our cells and feeding our body. So I usually tell people, just try to add a glass of vegetable juice to your daily diet. And the first thing that people notice when they start juicing is that their skin improves, because the nutrients that they're eating is going all the way to their skin. It's feeding their bodies, and it gets all the way to their skin, and it cleans up their skin, and it makes it look clear and beautiful and glowing. Mm-hmm. So I always recommend juicing. Secondly, I always recommend using natural sweeteners. So to avoid white sugar, I always tell people, use honey, use stevia. You know, try to get a raw honey, use stevia, or even coconut palm sugar has been shown to help balance blood sugar. So I also recommend that people start eating cultured vegetables. And cultured vegetables introduce beneficial bacteria to the digestive system. And cultured vegetables are naturally fermented vegetables like sauerkraut or kimchi, and they aren't pasteurized. And you can actually buy them. There's national brands like Rejuvenative Foods and Bubby's where people can buy them already made, and they're living, full of beneficial bacteria. Or you can make them yourself easily too, and there's recipes online. It's often called lacto-fermented vegetables. So why do we need this beneficial bacteria? Well, it does supply our bodies with active enzymes. It supports detoxification. And it's even been shown to assist body and pulling out toxic, heavy metals. Those are just some of the main things, but really, I mean, people that have been eating grains and have digestive issues or even autism, they have been helped by eating cultured vegetables because the beneficial bacteria helps to digest our food. It helps to heal, repair, and protect the lining of the intestinal wall. And it helps to keep our inner ecosystem in balance. So it helps our body prevent against fungal infections like candida or viruses or even bacteria. And these beneficial bacteria are so important in our digestive tract because not only do they help with digestion, but they help us assimilate nutrients. They help us with keeping a balanced mood because, you know, a lot of these neurochemicals are created in our gut by beneficial bacteria. But when we eat a diet of processed food, refined white flour, white sugar, you know, when we eat a diet basically void of beneficial bacteria or void of probiotic-rich foods, we're not going to get those feel-good, happy feelings or relaxing feelings. Actually, you can develop anxiety very quickly by eating that type of diet. So if you're feeling depressed or you have anxiety, you may want to start with upping your beneficial bacteria by eating cultured foods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's so important. And, you know, I was reading an article a few years ago, and it amazed me that it said that the human body has 10 times as many bacterial cells as it does human cells. And it just amazes me that Western medicine just completely ignores that ecosystem in the body. I mean, we're really not even all human. We're like a symbiotic relationship between human and bacteria. And without those, like you said, we can't digest our food. We have no immune function. I mean, we would die without the bacteria.
This is true, but what's good is that these alternative health techniques are becoming more readily available. And what's interesting to me is that a lot of, you know, there's a national brand that's called Bubby's, that, and they make these traditional cultured vegetables, and they've been selling them in the grocery store for years. And I never even knew that was even there. So, you know, we kind of have to search out the truth.
Absolutely. And we've all got to kind of make that journey on our own. So what do you think is better, taking probiotics that a lot of people are doing now, or doing the cultured vegetables?
I think there is a time when people need to take probiotics, especially if they had to, for some reason, take an antibiotic. But I do believe that fermented foods should be the primary source for our delivery of good bacteria. And here's why. The fermented food, it travels with the beneficial bacteria. So it's carrying all those plant nutrients with it. And this ensures that those good bacteria are equipped to quickly and effectively multiply within our gut and create a community. So often when you take a probiotic supplement, you'll take it and it'll help right then, maybe that day, the next few days, but it can't survive because it doesn't have what it needs to colonize. So I do believe there is a time, you know, if you're overcoming a serious, you know, microflora imbalance, yes, you know, you probably do need to take a really high quality probiotic supplement and also start doing fermented foods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like you said, they need that prebiotic structure, those plant nutrients to grow on. And, you know, if you just take probiotics and you're eating fast food every day, it's, you know, it's not really going to do as much good as it would if you're eating the vegetable foods.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, tell us more about what you do and where people can find out more information about you.
Well, people can go to my website where I post healthy recipes and health information at www.thegreciangarden.com. You can also find The Grecian Garden on Facebook, where I post health articles and health information and recipes. And you can also look for my upcoming book. I'm currently writing a book, and it's scheduled to come out this summer, so hopefully I'll have it finished by then. But the book is basically going to tell my story and empower other people to use alternative medicine techniques in their everyday life.
Awesome. And what's it called?
It's called The Grecian Garden, where diets, calories, and allergies don't exist.
Awesome. That's a great title.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Melody. Really appreciate your wisdom and sharing your knowledge with us.
Thank you so much.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Knowles again. Hope you love the show today with Melanie Angelis. Hope you learned some great tips that will really take your health to the next level. And remember to come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com and grab your free copy of Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. And check us out on iTunes, the Authentic Health Coaching Show. We would love to hear your feedback about the show. If you could leave us a review on iTunes, we would really appreciate that. And wishing you a great day. Talk to you soon. Take care.